Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We welcome in Monty Frank, who we got to know quite well as he ran for lieutenant governor with the late, great Oz Griebel in the 2018 election. Monte, good morning.
Good morning.
Shocking news earlier this week. How are you holding up?
It's been rough. Oz was a friend, someone I didn't know before the campaign. And, you know, in the world of politics where you have these marriages come together for political reasons, it's such a rarity that there's such mutual respect, and you come out of the campaign, you know, after battling for that long. And, you know, for us, we became really close friends, and that stayed right until the day he died, 2 days ago now. And I'm heartbroken, and so many people are. The outpouring for him has been tremendous. And to that point, one of the last things I did before quarantine was I went to a UConn basketball game with Oz, and it's just the two of us. And you know, walking around the Civic Center with Oz is like walking around with royalty. I mean, everybody knew him, from, you know, former commissioner of the DEP to a guy making pizzas around the block. That's who he was. He, you know, everybody loved him, and for good reason.
Monty, you guys, and the Current, by the way, endorsed your ticket, I think, for the last election for governor, as I recall. But, you know, it's difficult in this state to run as, well, a third party, essentially, right?
Yeah, we thought we had a very clear lane, and because there was so much dysfunction in government, both at the state level and the national level, that our politics were broken. And Oz was a visionary. He's a transformational guy. And, you know, I think that Oz's legacy is yet to be written. I think that last chapter is going to come out, and it's going to be about how Oz changed the political nature of the state and hopefully the country, where people are not beholden to political parties, that they look at things like accountability and transparency and competition in the political process, so that guys like Oz, who are the best and the brightest, can emerge and lead our state and our country to a better place.
What was it about Oz, Monty, that attracted you to join him in that run for the state house?
You know, I didn't know Oz before I got introduced by a mutual friend. I knew him by reputation as a guy of the highest integrity, incredibly smart, a business leader, a people's person, all the things that we talked about. You know, in baseball parlance, I mean, Oz really was a five-tool player. And so I took a meeting with him, and we sat down and we met three, four times. And, you know, I saw in Oz what so many other people saw, which is a guy that could really lead the state and transform the state into something better. And, you know, to quote Oz, you know, he really believed that he could turn the state like you did for Hartford, into a place where people wanted to live, work, play, and raise a family. And that was his mantra. And he lived by it every single day. He got up to go to work and try to make a difference in people's lives.
I think what he said, you know, and I think one of the things that was a selling point, increasingly so now, is that I think you see a lot of people who have not been connected with politics all that much, though he did run for the Republican nomination a couple of years ago. But nevertheless, you know, you're seeing somebody come from the outside. And in a sense, both of you, I think we're kind of seen as being somebody more or less outside the political mainframe.
That is true. But there has been no candidate in the last 20 years, I would venture, who knew policy and the state as well as Oz Griebel.
No question. And people can't forget all the time that he spent as the head of the Metro Hartford Alliance and what he did for the city of Hartford. I mean, and he's one of those people, Monty, like our old colleague at WTIC, Arnold Dean, you never heard anybody say a bad word about him.
I still have not met the person who didn't like Oz. I still haven't not met the person who didn't trust Oz. And I still have not met the person who didn't respect Oz. And you can't say that about very, very many people. Mm-hmm. But beyond, you know, what he did for the Metro Hartford Alliance, you know, don't forget that he chaired the state transportation strategy board for all those years.
Oh, yeah.
So he knew transportation in and out, knew how to improve infrastructure. He sat on boards of corporations. He sat on boards of nonprofits. You know, what he did for the arts community, the Bushnell, for the hospital community, you know, again, you know, try to find me that person who has contributed more to the state of Connecticut than Oz Griebel.
Nope.
You're not going to find that person.
No, I don't think
that
person
exists. And he did it quietly and with integrity and respect. And, you know, you talk to people in all those different organizations at any point in time, he cared what people thought. He listened to them. He respected them, and it went into his decision-making.
Yep. Well said. Monty, we're sorry for your loss, for all of our losses, but thanks for sharing a few minutes to talk about a great man. Stay safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
He wasn't woofing about that. Good
yeah.
guy.
Nope, not at all.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.